Hey guys, today we're discussing how sex dolls are replacing China's missing women. Like you didn't see this coming. Hey guys, I just want to remind you to follow me on another platform, which includes Minds.com, Vid.me, SoundCloud, and even iTunes. You never know what's going to happen on YouTube, and I upload all my content to those platforms and many others. So definitely follow me on one of them. So sex dolls are replacing China's missing women. Going gone. Women in China are essentially being put out like wet dogs. No one should be surprised. I mean, you have to realize that women created this for themselves. They created this structure, they created this mess for themselves. And now they are being forced to live in it. Men are essentially saying, you know what? We're not even going to be bothered. We're not going to be bothered with the nonsense. We're not going to be bothered with the bullshit. We're just going to go our own way. We're going to get a bitch bot. We're going to have fun with that bitch bot. And that bitch bot is going to be fucking awesome. Yeah. That, my friends, is where things are at right now. Feminists have fucked things up so badly that men just don't give a damn anymore. The men are just saying, you know what? We've had enough of this crap. We're not gonna argue over this anymore. We're not gonna talk about this anymore. We're just walking away. We're focusing on ourselves and our own happiness. We're focusing on our passions. But we're sure as hell not focusing on women. Okay? Let's go ahead and look at this little article together. This article was published on Breitbart. Okay, and let's check it out. Sex dolls are replacing China's missing women. This should come as a shock to no one. This is published on October 1st. Business Insider revealed that China's sharing economy took a new turn recently as a new computer application brought rentable sex dolls to Chinese phones. Tall Teku, the resembled English word touch, the app enables users to rent the life-size dolls, which come in various models, for $45 a day with a $1,200 deposit. The operators assured users that they would be washed between rentals, but touch climaxed all too soon and it was rapidly shut down by the authorities after the story went viral on the Chinese internet. But they're only the tip of a massive growing market in Chinese society for sex dolls, as the country grapples with a growing shortage of women. Thanks to long-held cultural preferences for sons, coupled with over three decades of restricted population planning policies, China is forecast to have over 30 million surplus men by 2030. This preference for boys has slowly dwindled, especially in the cities, but the country still faces a critical gap for the next few decades. To help alleviate this and other demographic woes, Beijing in 2015 announced a switch to a nationwide two-child policy. But the damage to this generation's sexual relationships has already been done. Now guys, you have to think about this carefully. Men see women as a liability, okay? Society sees women as a liability. So ultimately, they're making the decision that, you know what? We're not going to get into a relationship. We're not going to have children. We're just going to go our own way. And it makes more sense to go one's own way. It makes more sense to focus on one's own happiness. Getting into a relationship these days really doesn't make much sense at all. Why would you want to do that? Why would you do that to yourself? Feminism has created a gynocentric society where men essentially are being completely subjugated under the whims of female nature. The women never realize, they never conceive that men could actually say no and make a decision that, make a choice to essentially have nothing to do with them, to focus on themselves, to focus on your own happiness. I never thought that men could simply fall in love with a bitch bot and have a happy relationship with that bitch bot. They didn't see it possible. They didn't think it possible. And that's why they're so fucked right now. Guys, feminism is responsible for this. Feminism created this mess. And feminism will never take responsibility for it, because that's just the nature of women. That's the nature of society. You know, I talk about the fact that YouTube is a dead platform, and I mean it. I mean it when I say YouTube is a dead platform. And men, MGTOW alike, need to get off this dead platform. Because feminism is just going to continue rolling its head, and the big media companies are going to continue trying to be subservient to these foolish groups. And it's funny, because women destroy everything they touch. They destroy their countries, they destroy their men, they destroy, I mean, no matter how much they have, they always want more. How much more do you want? More. How much more is more? More. That's it. More. For women, they will simply always want more. The sky's the limit with them. They'll just keep demanding. They'll just keep pushing. Okay? That's it. If you want a happy life, don't get married. Don't have children. Focus on God. Focus on yourself. Focus on your relationship with God. And keep going your own way. But don't think that you need a woman to be happy in life. Because the only thing a woman will do is bring you excessive amounts of misery, stress, and grief. And those are things that women excel at. Women excel at grief. They excel at stressing men out. They excel at pain and suffering. That's just what women do. It's a part of their nature. It's a part of who they are. It's not going to change anytime soon. Feminism has allowed women to behave as badly as they want to, with no repercussion. It's given them privilege without responsibilities. Okay? You can't, and rationally speaking, okay, you can't have rights without responsibilities, but somehow they've pulled that off. And guess what? When something like that happens, you are headed for complete and utter destruction. Okay? Because women cannot take responsibility when they do something wrong. They won't take responsibility when they fuck things up. Okay? And it's funny, because as you watch feminism decline, you're going to watch women. You're going to watch women attacking each other. You're going to watch women talking crap about each other. You're going to watch women distancing themselves away from each other. That's what you're going to see. Why is it going to happen? Because women don't like other women. Women have never liked other women. But they do it because they work together, because it's the most advantageous thing to do. But that shit's changing. FEMA camps are coming. Shit's hitting the fan. The world is becoming a different place. I've said it before, and I mean it when I say it, that sunny days are ahead for MGTOW. Sunny days are ahead for men. Well, MGTOW. Sad days are ahead for women. Men that go their own way will thrive in this new economic climate. But women are going to basically have a hard time just surviving. It's the honest to goodness truth. I want to know what you guys think. I want to know if you guys agree that sunny days are ahead for men and sad days are ahead for women. And women have no one to blame but themselves, essentially. Let me know what you think. Like, share, subscribe, and if you like the video, share the video.
And just remember that all roads lead to MGTOW or death. And cheers!